So the big question is this: how can fitness entrepreneurs like us who are building our own brand, our own wealth, and our own legacies, how do we run a streamlined business that doesn't need us there 24/7 and yet still double or more the number of sales we're making without additional market spend? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Trevor Bucherri. I'm an entrepreneur, multi-7-figure gym owner, business coach, speaker, husband, and father. And welcome to Gym Profit Rocket. Let's do this. Yo, gym owners, what's going on? Trev Bucherri here, and welcome to the Gym Profit Rocket podcast. Excited to have you here and pumped to talk about our topic today, which is the power of surrounding yourself with the right people, because it does matter. It completely matters. And the question is, how influential are the people that you actually hang with, the people that you spend your time with? Because it's said that we are a direct combination of the five people that we spend the most amount of time with. We're a direct combination of them in all areas of life. And I'm going to delve into this a little bit more here, but I strongly believe this. I strongly believe this because it's been demonstrated in my life repeatedly over the last decade. And 10 years ago, I took a real strong look at myself and I said, you know what? I really think I want to change the people that I'm hanging out with. And don't get me wrong, I loved the people that I spent time with, and I still do. I still do. And don't get me wrong here. I'm not saying that you have to negate people from your life and say, hey, we're not friends anymore. It has nothing to do with that. It's spending the majority of our time. It's spending the majority of our time. And that is really what we're talking about today. Because what I found when I took a look at my life is that none of the people that I was actually spending the most time with in my life were actually doing what I wanted for my future. You know what I mean? None of them were actually doing the same things. They weren't into the same thing. I wanted something different than what they wanted. They had their goals, which is fantastic, and I had my goals. So I really just found it necessary to gain inspiration and to really just keep ahead of the game by placing myself next to the people who were doing the same things and into the same things that I was. And just even that thought, when I thought about it, I was like, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I wanted to find other people who shared my passions. I wanted to, you know, to be inspired by what other people were doing and watch other people and share that with others. Be like, oh, wow, did you see that? Wow, how can we do that? How can we do that? And mastermind and share those ideas. I wanted to meet people who were just crushing life, you know, and people who are looking to leave a mark. Those are the people I really wanted to hang out with and just surround myself with and put into my immediacy right next to me, into the people that I'm hanging out with and spending the most time with in all areas of life. The problem is I had no idea how to do that. I had no idea how to do that. And entrepreneurship completely changed everything for me. You know, because now I had a whole new exposure to new people, people who were building their own businesses. And it didn't matter the industry. It was all different industries, from attorneys to accountants to other fitness business owners to chefs to whatever it may be. Really, what I discovered is that business is business. And I had such a love and still have such a love for business and building business, and immediately saw that, wow, there's really a connection between all these businesses. We all have systems. We all have processes. We all have marketing. We all have numbers and metrics and KPIs we want to be watching. We all have HR and building teams and everything like that. So it was really inspiring to see that. And, education brought me to that next level. Yes, of course, exposing myself with as many, you know, entrepreneurs as I possibly can and just being in those groups and surrounded by those people was amazing. And my next level was education. And I've spoken about John DeMartini. John DeMartini is one of my greatest mentors, and his work just gave me such clarity, you know, and he actually talked a lot about this and talking about that we are the average of the five people that we hang out with in all areas of life. The average of the five people we hang out with in all areas of our life. So we have the seven areas of life. We have spiritual, mental, finance, family, work, social, and physical. So the five people that we hang out with, we are a direct average in all these areas. We're a direct average spiritually. We're a direct average mentally, direct average financially, direct average family-wise in terms of that dynamic and how well their family is put together, direct average, you know, with our work and our status there and how we're doing in our professional, you know, growth, a direct average socially and a direct average physically as well, okay? So, all right, that was my point where I was like, wow, you know, now I get it. I get it. So really the plan was simple at that point. You know, I was like, I want to take a close look at my life and the areas of life that I'm actually looking to improve the most. And then I want to find people who are crushing those areas specifically and surround myself with those people. So in other words, if I was like, man, I really want to increase my finances. I really want to do that. I wanted to find people who are just crushing the finances, surround myself with them and learn how they're doing it. I want to, you know what? I want to become a better husband. I want to become a better father. I want to find people who are crushing fatherhood and who are crushing, you know, the marriage, that relationship facet. And I want to surround myself with them so that I can really, really delve in there and improve. I want to see what they're doing. I want to study them. I want to, you know, contribute to them and I want to learn from them and grow with them. You know, that was really the plan. And it became so, so apparent to me, you know, but then I was like, well, it sounds great and it makes 100% sense on paper, but how do I do that? How do I do that? You know, because where do I find these people? There aren't people just walking around with signs on being like, hey, I'm an amazing husband. Hey, I'm an amazing father. You know, I'm a millionaire. You know, I've got all the money in the world and I've got all the answers. There's not people walking around with that on. Of course, I wish there were, you know, right? But that's not the case. But then I realized they are right in front of me and they have been right in front of me the entire time. And I get these through books and I get these through courses because the truth is that we have instant access to the greatest mentors in the entire world right in front of us through regular books, through audio books, through courses that are available everywhere, CDs, DVDs, anything. The greatest mentors in the world, in our history, we have access to. Every single day. It doesn't have to be, you know, a live person. It just doesn't. It doesn't have to be that. And that's what I discovered. And it was just like, whoa, lights out for me. You know, when I started getting into to Audible, you know, because for me, I really have a trouble. I have trouble reading. I have trouble sitting there and dissecting words. And I'm one of those people who, when you see a book that I'm reading, everything is highlighted because everything's important. Again, if everything's important, then nothing's important. At the end of the day. But that's just my trouble with reading. But audibly, man, I can put something on two speed and that's just one of my strengths. I can put it on two speed and I just soak it in. I just soak it in. And sometimes I'll go back and re-listen again. I'm like, oh, rewind 30 seconds. I want to hear that again. But it's like, wow, that resonates. I get it. I get it. I get it. So I really learned how I learn best. And I grabbed the mentors, all the mentors that I wanted to learn from, call it the Tony Robbins, the John Maxwell's, you know, in the personal development, the DeMartinis, the Dean Graziosi's, everyone that I could really gather. And then I looked into finance and I took all the finance gurus, you know, the Bill Gates and you know, all the beasts that are out there, the Jeff Bezos and really just learn. I'm like, what do they do? And study those people because they all are at our access. They're literally at our fingers' access online. Go and get them. There's no excuses anymore. We can surround ourselves with exactly who we want to surround ourselves with. Spend that time with those people, learning what they've done to become great like them in the areas that we say, you know what, I want more of that. I see someone accelerating there. I want more of that. I want to surround myself with that person and what they're doing, learn what they did, and delve into that. And really what I've found is that through education, through educating myself in this way, other people have just shown up. Other people who have those skill sets and have, you know, those areas of life that I desire, you know, the acceleration of those areas of life actually have just shown up in my life. you know, and here we go, we're hanging. And now we are associates even in some situations together, but we're in mastermind groups together. We're talking frequently and, you know, shooting ideas off each other. I'm able to contribute to them in areas where they're maybe feeling a little lack or they want growth, and they're able to actually, you know, provide me with areas that I want growth. So it's a win-win situation, just like every relationship has to be. We have to be able to provide some form of value in that one-on-one interaction, let's just say, of those relationships. In a book, you know, we can start from ground zero and have nothing to contribute, and we still have access to those amazing mentors. But like I said, through the education, other people, you know, live people who have actually shown up and have moved into my network, and call it law of attraction, call it whatever you will. The fact is that obsessing over what I want to grow with and just surrounding that in my thoughts all the time has brought it to me. You know, and my personal growth have attracted the exact people that I've wanted into my life to bring my life to that next level. All right. And that is just amazing to me. It's incredible, you know. So it's just the power of surrounding yourself with the right people. All right. That's what it comes down to. We are a combination of those five people. You have them at your fingertips. Finding out those areas for me that I wanted to grow in, and then delving into those with the resources that are available to us at every single day, completely changed my life. And I know it can change yours as well. So I hope you got a ton out of this today. Trev Bucherri here. We're talking about Jim Profit Rocket. And thank you so, so much for joining me. You have an incredible rest of your day.
For more awesome content and big announcements, connect with me on social media at Trevor Bucherri, and be sure to check out gymfollowupsecrets.com, where you can get your free download of my 23 missed money-making opportunities for gyms. Again, that's gymfollowupsecrets.com. Have the best day today and get after it.